الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا مولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها وهو مؤمن فأولئك كان سعيهم مشكورا وقال تعالى فمنهم شقي وسعيد صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. Alhamdulillah, as we mentioned a few days ago, that we have commenced another year, 1441, through the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a new year in our life, but in reality, we are moving closer to the Akhirah. The truth is that we have moved away from dunya. In fact, dunya has moved away from us, and we are moving closer to the Akhirah. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala had mentioned narration in which he says, ارتحلت الدنيا مدبرة وارتحلت الآخرة مقبلة. The dunya has moved away. But the dunya is moving away. مدبرة, showing us its back. And the akhirat is also moving, but moving towards us, muqbila, coming towards us. And then the narration goes on and it says, وَلِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا بَنُونَ. Both the dunya and the akhirah has sons. فَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. Be of the children, the sons of the akhirat, not the children of this dunya. فَإِنَّ الْيَوْمَ عَمَلْ وَلَا حِسَابٍ. Because today in this world, there is only amal, action. There is no hisab, kitab, taking place now. And tomorrow, الْحِسَابْ وَلَا عَمَلْ. Tomorrow there'll be reckoning, but no amal. So whilst we are in this world, which is a transient world, this dunya is moving away, away. The word that was used, mudbira. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, this narration is mentioned in his one of his headings. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu also mentioned a very similar hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we understand and imagine and picture, dunya is moving away from us. It is actually showing us its back. Dunya is ignoring us. It's moving away. Dunya is not interested in us. We are chasing after dunya. And as much as we are going to try, dunya is a shadow. No person can catch a shadow. We will never be able to catch dunya. Dunya is ignoring us. It's moving away. وَإِنَّ الْآخِرَةَ مُقْبِلَةً. The thing that we should be concerned and bothered and worried about is akhirat, which is approaching us. But instead we have shown our backs to the akhirat, moving towards dunya and chasing and hankering after dunya, which is moving away, not realizing that every year that goes past, every month that goes past, every week that goes past, every day that goes past, every hour that goes past, every minute that goes past, every second that goes past, we are coming closer and closer towards the Akhirah. This is the reality. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this dunya, which is for a short period. We say it is transitory, like a transit lounge. How long we are going to remain in this dunya, nobody knows, nobody knew. Hypothetically, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told us, informed us, that listen, this dunya is just for a temporary period, and in this temporary period, each one will come into this dunya, but each one, from the day you born, you will live for 100 years. Then many of us will say, okay, half my life we have spent already, and we still got another half. Some will say I got 40 years left. Some will say 20 years left. Some will still say I got another 60 years left. So then perhaps we may be able to realize, no, I got no time now left, so let me now start preparing. But the dunya is transitory. How long dunya will remain, only Allah knows best. How long we will remain in this dunya, only Allah knows best. So nobody knows at all how long he will live in this dunya. How often we have found a person is just born, a child is just born, just took one or two breaths of this dunya, the air of this dunya, and the child passed away. Last night we went to a house for Taziyah. The young brother, may Allah make his maghfirah, grant him Jannatul Firdaus, give his wife and his family sabr jameel. His wife gave birth 10 days ago, child was born, and now the father was coming on his way to see the child, met with the accident, and he passed away. This child, they brought the child, I already said this is a yatima, got no father. May Allah make it easy for them. Like this, there are thousands of examples. That is why when you come into the masjid, all of us, by way of habit, the first thing we look at the board, two things. Any nikah, any janaza. This is life. Kisi ki shadi, kisi ka janaza. This is a lesson that we learn from the board that we see every single day. Wa innal akhirata muqbila. If you have a guest coming, you will entertain the guest. You will welcome the guest. In Arabic, the word is istiqbal. In Urdu also, istiqbal. We go out and we welcome the guest. We don't turn your back away from the guest. We don't ignore the guest. Akhirat is coming towards, and we have to make istiqbal of the akhirat. Just as akhirat is coming towards us and approaching, now this is our mission in this world. This is the whole purpose why Allah Ta'ala has kept us in this world. And this is the lesson that you and I have to remind ourselves, not only in Muharram, but in every single occasion of our life. Nikah occasion, you ponder. Maut, mayyat, you ponder. In every single moment of our life, the goal, the focus is akhirat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. That person who intends akhirat, he desires akhirat. In other words, he has this firm niyat in his heart, that conviction of akhirat. He has that yaqeen that akhirat exists. He has ikhlas. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ. Ulama have explained, irada, ikhlas. He's sincere in his pursuit of the akhirat. وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا. And he makes an effort. When we go for Hajj and Umrah, between Safa and Marwa, it's called Sa'i. Actually it is Sa'a, Yas'a. Person is running, he's making an effort from Safa to Marwa, back to Safa. This is an effort a person makes in this life. This is called Mujahada. This is called Mujahada. He's striving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's faced with difficulties in life, in dunya. He's faced with various types of temptations. Many things, shaitan and nafs will try to pull him away. He will have to combat nafs and shaitan. He will have to make mukhalafat of nafs and shaitan. He has to oppose nafs and shaitan. And this is the mujahada he experiences in this world. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنِ He has iman. Ulama say, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا Allah says, he makes an effort that it's true effort, a genuine concerted effort. So he makes an effort according to sunnah. According to Quran and hadith and sunnah of Rasulullah SAW. He's got ikhlas. He's making mujahada. And according to the sharia, فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا Such people, Allah says regarding them, that their effort, their mujahada, whatever effort they made in this dunya, Allah Ta'ala says their effort is appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah accepts their effort. So respected brothers and elders, this is the lesson we have today. And this is a lesson again, not only in Muharram, but every single day of our life. Previously we spoke about the reason why Rasulullah fasted on the day of Ashura. We gave the whole qissa and the story of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu salam. How he was saved from Bani Israel, how he was saved from Fir'aun. How Allah saved Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel from the clutches of Fir'aun. How Allah destroyed Fir'aun. We explained the incident of Nuh alayhi salatu salam. And his people who were drowned on the day of Ashura. We explain the significance of fasting, and alhamdulillah, I think most people by now, with all the different pamphlets we have, and all the messages that go about the importance of fasting, like we had on Monday, today that passed, and tomorrow, Tuesday, 9th and 10th, if those who did not keep Roza today, no problem, you keep tomorrow and Wednesday. And the reason why two Rozas, that Rasulullah had mentioned in the hadith, that they were fasting on Ashura day, and then he learned that the Yahud of Medina were keeping fast on Ashura day as well. Then he said that we are more closer to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu salam, and therefore we will keep this Ashura fast and we will add on another fast to make mukhalafat of the way of the Yahud, even in their customs and their practices and their ibadah. لَإِن بَقِيتُ إِلَىٰ قَابِرٍ لَأَصُومَنَّ التَّاسِعَةً Rasul said, if I live till the next year, then I will keep fast on the 9th day. As well. There's so many other aspects. But everybody looks for one thing in Ashura. And everybody wants to hear that one hadith, which is definitely important. It is sabit, it is authentic from different narrations. And the hadith is very, very clear. Unfortunately, misconstrued by many people. Many people. And it is my duty to explain this hadith because many people ask. And even though we will still explain, but unfortunately we will still hold on to a certain tradition of ours and certain belief. Man wassa'a ala ahlihi. The word in Arabic, whoever knows Arabic will understand the word wassa'a. Wassa'a, you wassi'u in Arabic means tawsi'a, which means to expand something. For example, if I have to explain to somebody that we are extending our masjid, so I say we are making tawsi'a of our masjid. Masjid exists, and we'll be expanding the masjid. So what's the word tawsi'? It means expanding. So that person who expands on his family, in other words, who spends freely, a bit more than how he would normally spend, this is the explanation, on his family. The person who spends freely, he makes tawsi'a on his family. He's spending a bit more than normal on his family. Then Allah Ta'ala will give him barakah in his rizq for the entire year. And many mashayikh and ulama have experienced it, and it is authentic. But from that word, we have gone overboard. And the whole question is, Maulana, the iftar is on the Monday night or Tuesday night? Allah forgive me if I'm incorrect. I'm not here to cause any more confusion. I'm here to explain Quran and Hadith and Sunnah. So we have confused everything. There's nothing about iftar. That's the real, that's the reality, that's the truth. People are having well and good, all at iftar. If you're fasting, you have iftar. If somebody gives you samosa and bhajia, mashallah.
The point here is to spend a bit more freely, and that also within your limits. No person has to undergo some financial difficulty, incur debts just because he has to feed more on his family. No. How was it? Mawlana Shaykh mentioned many times, you're going, taking your trolley or your basket and you're going shopping, normally you put one or two items. On that day, put a few more items. Don't be miserly on that day. Spend a bit more on your wife. That's all. And Allah will give the barakah. We don't find in time of Sahaba that on this particular day, the iftar, suddenly they had a lavish iftar. There's nothing like that. Nonetheless, you see, our nafs will move towards those things that will appease it. We just talk about food and drink and entertainment and easiness. Our nafs will move towards that. Comes to the hard part, which I explained, وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا. He makes it mujahada for the akhirat. He wants to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants to live a life of sa'ada. His goal is akhirat. He loves his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned so many times previously, an arif of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The lover of Allah, the ashiq of Allah. He'll do everything to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he'll finish his fara'id, he'll complete it properly. He'll accomplish his fara'id, he'll finish the wajibat. The sunnah will be in his life. Nafil, mustahab, all those things. What we and I have done, we have abandoned that which Allah has made compulsory upon us. Fara'id, wajibat, huququllah, huququl ibad, seeing to the rights of people, mu'ashara, mu'amalat. Those things we don't care about it. But we will look for those things. You know, within, mashallah, excellent to keep the roza. Excellent to spend on your family much more freely on this day. But we only took those few things that appeases our nafs. And the thing that we are supposed to be doing, we have left. One alim was explaining, and he said, if a person feels, okay, you know, looking for tahajjud salat, and he reads tahajjud salat, entire night he's reading, mashallah, excellent. Who sees what he's doing is wrong? It's 100% correct. And then he makes, he comes early for Fajr, and he reads Fajr, and Zikr, and Tilawat, he goes home, and he rests a little while, he has his breakfast, and then again, back to Zikr, and Tilawat, and Ibadah. But he does not go to work for that day. And what he does, he goes to the doctor, and he gets a certificate to say that he was sick. That's exactly what we're doing. The doctor who gives the certificate is also gunegar. He's also a sinner. He's lying. Brothers, this past few days, Allah forgive me, Allah forgive all of us. We all have weaknesses. There's nobody who's perfect. But the amount of cases where people are indulging in such haram activities, you can't really fathom. It's mind-boggling. When it comes to mu'amalat, mu'ashara, we have fallen into an ebb. And that is why the nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taken away from us. In all professions. I'm not going to mention all the professions. Allah forgive us. Even learned people, scholars. May Allah protect me. May Allah protect all of us. These are certain things that we all fall down. So certain things, aspects of Sharia which appease us, we will hold on to. And we make ourselves feel happy that mashallah I'm following and I'm being very good. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. We have to make the real effort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into this dunya and to seek His pleasure, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His lutf, His kindness, the affection that Allah ta'ala has for you and I, that Allah sent down Anbiya alayhimus salam to guide us. Imagine if Allah Ta'ala just commanded us to please Him, to obey Him, without any guides, without any guidance. No kitab came down, no Nabi came down. Allah sent so many thousands of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, different aqwam, different people, different towns, different villages. Go and guide them. Make their tarbiyah. Call them, call the people towards my oneness, my greatness, my supremacy. So there were two groups of people in this world. Ultimately, فَمِنْهُمْ شَقِيُّ وَسَعِيدٌ. Those who are shaqi, wretched, unlucky, unfortunate. They were deprived. They lost the path. They did not accept the Nabi. They did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They had no iman. They rejected the Nabi that came to them. They rejected his teachings. In fact, they began to hurt that Nabi. They insulted that Nabi. They persecuted and tormented that Nabi. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu salam, Allah ta'ala talks about him in the Quran, وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعُوتُهُمْ لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا. Nuh alayhi salatu salam is crying to his people, calling them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 950 years. This is each time I'm calling my people. They are turning away and they're moving, running away further and further. They thrust their fingers in their ears. They do not want to hear me. Like a little child, when you are telling the child something, the child is stubborn and naughty, puts his fingers in the ears and starts making some sound so he does not hear what you are saying. And they cover themselves with their shawls and blankets. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith, ulama say it's either Nabi Karim referring to himself or to Nuh alayhi salatu salam. The shura mentioned these two. The sahabi says, as I can picture Nabi Karim salam, yahki nabiyya min al anbiya, relating the story of a Nabi of the anbiya alayhi salatu salam, that he had invited his people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He called them with love, with muhabbat, with kindness, but they began to throw stones at him. فَأَدْمَوْهُ. And they made him bleed. وَهُوَ يَمْسَحُ الدَّمَ عَنْ وَجْهِهِ. But the Nabi is quickly wiping off that blood. Because if the blood of the Nabi, after his people begin to hurt him, and if the blood falls onto the ground, Allah's azab comes down. And we saw in the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, this is what happened. So two groups, Shaqi and Sa'id. Those who are unlucky. Allah Ta'ala had knowledge, Allah has knowledge, Allah's knowledge is infinite. You and I can never understand and fathom and have the knowledge that Allah possesses. No, we always mention the story of Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, or Khadir, and Musa alayhi salam on the ship, and when suddenly they saw a bird perch on the deck, and then it puts its beak into the water, in the ocean, and removes it. Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam tells Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, you see this water that's on the beak of this bird? That's my knowledge, your knowledge, and the knowledge of the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ocean, that's the vast knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we cannot live. Allah's knowledge, وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ. So Allah's knowledge, exactly before Allah created you and I, exactly who will do what type of action. But Allah gives us a fair chance. Still puts us into this dunya. He's given us rationale, intellect, aqal. He has given us all the asbab of hidayah. And especially today's time, with technology, on your cell phone you got Quran, Quran translation, different qurra, you got tafsir, you got hadith, you got everything. So all the means of understanding and believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following Rasulullah sallam, everything is within us. We have it. But Allah, before even creating us, Allah knew exactly who will do what. Who will become shaqi and who will become sa'id. And therefore when the child is in the womb of the mother, when 4 months pass by, then Allah Ta'ala commands the angel to write down 4 things. And amongst the 4 things, Allah says, shaqiyun huwa aw sa'id. Whether the child will become a believer or a disbeliever. So it is written. Allah has that knowledge. Allah knows exactly what is going to transpire. What will be the natija, the result. But Allah gives us a fair chance. So nobody can say, Allah, you made zulm upon me. If Allah just created us and said, you jannat, jannati, and you jahannami. Ya Allah, you didn't give me an imtihan. You didn't give me a fair trial, a fair examination. So Allah gave us a very fair examination. And Allah sent all these anbiya for us to teach us, to guide us, to make our tarbiyah. So those who accepted the teachings of the Nabi, his iman was strong, he followed the Nabi, then he was sa'id. He was fortunate. He was a lucky one. So there were those people who rejected. Shakawat was written for them. And those were suhada. The lucky ones. The believers. You know, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala was actually going on the road to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know the whole incident? And then somebody tells him, what are you going to assassinate Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Your own sister, she accepts, embraces Islam. Your brother-in-law, he embraces Islam. He was infuriated, raging. And so he went towards his sister's house and how he beat them up. And then he comes towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is his purpose? He's angry. As somebody said, Niklete hum soda karne ke liye bazaar ko. We came out to the bazaar, to the marketplace, to do a transaction. We went to buy something. Haath bike hum uske jiske kharidar the hum. Who we went to purchase, he purchased us. Umar ibn Khattab is going to purchase Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to stop him from this deed. When he goes there, Nabi Akram has already made dua to Allah Ta'ala. And the moment Umar comes there, hidayat is written for him. So shakawat was not there for him. Sa'adat was written for him. And Umar embraced Islam. So there are people who come into this world. Allah knew what exactly what would transpire. That Umar will be amongst the su'ada. Amongst the fortunate ones. And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, he should make tawaf, he would make idwa. Allahumma innaka in kunta katabta aliyya shakawa. Waja'altani min ahli shakawa. Famhuwa anni. Waktubli as-sa'ada. Waja'alni min ahli sa'ada. Fa innaka tamhu ma tasha'u tuthbit wa indaka umul kitab. Basically, which means, oh Allah, if you have written for me shakawat, then I am going to die without iman. And you're going to make me amongst those people. Oh Allah, wipe it out, obliterate it. You have the power, my Allah. Make me amongst the su'ada, ahlu sa'ada, the fortunate ones. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ سَعِلُوا فَفِي الْجَنَّةِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا مَا دَامَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ رَبُّكَ عَطَاءً غَيْرَ مَجْذُوذٍ. For those who are su'ada, the fortunate ones, who will come into this world, the as-sa'id, who live in this world as sa'id, who leave this world with, as sa'id, on the day of Qiyamah, they are risen with the su'ada. Allah talks about these two groups. They will be shaqi, they'll be sa'id. Allah says, Allah will give them in Jannat. Khalidina fiha. They will remain perpetually in Jannat. Ata'an ghayra majdhul. This is an ata' from Allah. A gift from Allah. Ghayra majdhul. Bi-intiha. Unlimited, unending. Allah will give you in Jannat. And He will give you. And He will give you. Allah will say, oh my banda, tamanna alayya. Tamanna alayya. Desire whatever you want. The person will desire and desire and Allah gives him. And Allah will continue saying, tamanna alayya. There's no end. There's only enjoyment and enjoyment and enjoyment. But that person who died left this world as a shaqi. Then for him is Jahannam, perpetual Jahannam. May Allah make us among the su'ada. Rasulullah SAW himself, amongst his masnoon du'as, in one lengthy du'a, Allahumma inni as'aluka aisha su'ada. Ya Allah, give me the life of su'ada. This is what we have to become. Sa'id. Hazrat Mawlana Salim Dorat Sahib, Damat Barakatum of UK, Leicester, he had been here. In one bayan of his, he was explaining, he said, the whole topic was, you know, going to akabir, ulama, meeting them, getting their duas, benefiting from them. He says, jo aajkal hamari zindagi se khatam ho chuki hai. We don't have it anymore. If I know, elderly people still have it. Any buzur come, any person coming from far and wide, some of our ulama, then they will find out, and they will sit, and we see in those programs who are sitting, elderly people. Unfortunately, youngsters are not there. They don't have the desire to learn from this great buzurg, that alim, that from the akabir. So that's missing in our life. And as we are continuing, going again away from dunya and towards akhirat, unfortunately these things have crept in and we don't show any importance anymore. So he said he went once to India with his brother. They went to a very great Buzurg and Alim and Ustad, who was the Ustad of many of our ulama, Mawlana Abrar Ahmad, Rahmatullahi. One is Mawlana Abrar al-Haq, Rahmatullahi Haradui. This is Mawlana Abrar Ahmad, who taught in Falah Darin. He was a giant in knowledge. Very witty, very intelligent, very pious. Then Mawlana Salim Dorat said, you know, he knew Mawlana Abrar Ahmad, Sahab Rahmatullahi. So he said, no, God, my brother also has come. Bhai bhi hai. Uska naam Saeed hai. That's all he told me. His name was Saeed. So immediately, Mawlana Abrar Ahmad Rahmatullahi asked him, bhai, Saeed ka maana janta hai? So obviously, Saeed means to be fortunate. Then Mawlana said, see, this word Saeed, seen, ayn, ya, dal. Saeed. He says, if you take out the first letter, the seen, you left with Eid. Eid. So he says, if you want the Eid of the Akhirah, remove the first letter, the seen, you left with Eid. If you want the Eid, the celebration of the Akhirah, which I explained now, then remove the dal that comes in the end of Sa'id, you left with Sa'id, which I mentioned, that now you're going to make that effort in this dunya. Akhirat ki Eid ke liye, dunya mein sa'i karna chahiye. Koshish, mujahada, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So beautiful. Mawlana said, whole bayan we give so many hours. Hazrat Mawlana Abrar in one second, explain this whole thing. That we want to be sa'id, that those we want Eid in the akhirat, then we have to make sa'i in this dunya. And that's the only thing. My respected brothers and elders, you and I know the volatile week that has passed in our country and the weeks in Kashmir and the years and months and years in other parts of the world. And Allah alone knows best what is going to still take place. May Allah make hifazat of our maal, jaan, abru, izzat, iman, our deen. In fact, when you're reading the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, it brings so much of fear in the heart when certain fitan have been mentioned. Rasulullah once mentioned to Sahaba, long bayan. And he mentioned all the fitna that will take place and the names of the leader of each fitna. And Rasulullah mentions very clearly that in the morning the person will be a believer. يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. Subah karega, iman ki halat mein, lekin raat ko, sham ko, wo kafir ban jayega. Why? He will sell away his iman for a few pennies. Few pennies. Two things I've mentioned in one of the majlises on Monday. And these are the reasons we have these majalis. Not for any other agenda, wallahi. So that we can try and make the sa'id towards that akhirah to become sa'id. We have these opportunities, but we don't avail ourselves for these opportunities. Then how we are going to bring our life on Sirat al-Mustaqim? Two things which are detrimental for our tazkiyah, for our iman, for the spirituality, for our ruh. Two things. Ulama have mentioned so many things, but they say two things. Shahwat and shubuhat. I discussed this in detail in one of the Monday talks. Shahwat. Person is always overwhelmed with nafs, shaitan, temptations, desires, evil desires. Always moving towards zina, towards haram, towards filth, towards vice, evil, shahwat, desires. Casting lustful glances. Any chance he gets, any opportunity into a porn site, he will make the call to the prostitute, he will visit her, he will do many shahwat always. And the other one is shubuhat, where he now brings doubts about his deen. Islam is very difficult. Too many boundaries, too many hudud. Don't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this, you can't do this. See, all this comes from nafs and shaitan. Shaitan is a slinging prompter, al-khannas. He's a master. He knows exactly what to put forward before you. So it starts with shahwat first. Believe me, until he will make you feel that homosexuality is permissible. And we bring to you those websites in which they will convince you that what you're doing is right. You're a free person. Your life. Do as you please. Enjoy. Nobody can tell you anything. And as you continue in this line, listen very carefully, my respected brothers and elders. This is the reality. And as you go further and further, now you see, you know, Islam is very difficult, man. Why should I embrace such a religion that doesn't have any place for me? And so then Roza comes away, Salat is out of your life, and everything is out. And then you become an atheist. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Then you have no belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, respected brothers and elders, it is so important, so important. Just as we love to hear those nice Mari Masala bayans, and we go, wah, wah, mashallah, and be very happy. But the real medicine, the dawa, we are not prepared to take. And the dawa, it may be karvi, as we say, bitter. But afterwards, we'll get better. Bitter now, but better. And Allah brings sweetness in that dawa. That's the difference. How you and I look at dunya, oh, too many boundaries, too many limitations, we can't do this, we can't do that. Look at dunya through the nazar of Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam, the sahaba ikiram, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they viewed dunya. Different from how we view dunya. We look at the outward of people, what they're enjoying. Hey, check this, what he's got. He's flying all the time overseas. Look at his businesses, look at he's going with his family, and he's enjoying life, man. He's not even in the masjid, but look, he's got everything. Look at this actor and this star. And so many people will keep on saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah's kalam is haq. La yaghurrannaka taqallubu alladhina kafaru fil bilad. Mata'un qaleel. Thumma ma'wahum jahannam wa bi'sal mihad. Allah says, the movement of the disbeliever, those people who have gone away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their enjoyment in dunya, their merriment, their pleasures, their so-called happiness, their outward pomp and pleasure should not beguile you. It should not delude you. It should not deceive you. Mata'un qaleel. This is a temporary benefit for them. A small benefit, small enjoyment in dunya. If you really want to know what the meaning of mata is, that dirty rag. The dirty rag that we have in your kitchen, or you're throwing it away. The rag, this is dunya. Allah says, so as far as quantity is concerned also, no matter what the person may have, but in the eyes of Allah, is not even equal to mosquito's wing. Kuch nahi. Mata'un qaleel. Quality also is nothing. Nothing. So outwardly we become deceived, and he's got so much and he's enjoying his life. Hey, let me also just leave all these hard things to do. And it happens especially when you want to change your life. Suddenly you find a problem in your business. Suddenly you got no job. And now I'm reading my namaz, and why is that happening? The success from Allah. Don't give up, my respected brother. Don't give up, my sister. If you are turning towards Allah, you have come into hijab, and you're going to hear all that nasty criticism from your own family members. But the success from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to be bold. You have to be steadfast. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا. This is a sa'i that you have to make. This is the mudahada you have to go through. So shak, shubuhat, these are the things. مَتَاعٌ قَلِيلٌ ثُمَّ مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمٍ. In the person, if even if he enjoyed in his dunya, and in reality, brothers, the same people who we see enjoying go to their house at night, they are restless. Every type of pill you can get in the market, they have taken it. All those tablets, they've taken it. There is no enjoyment. Enjoyment is batini enjoyment. A person may have all the asbab of dunya. This also we gave in one whole majlis. But he got no rahat, no chain, no sukur. And the other man has got nothing of dunya. He's a poor man. But he's so happy, he's smiling all the time, he's content. Allah gives him that sukoon. So dunya in our nazar is different. How Rasul viewed dunya? Fair, these ahadis, they don't have time. In simple words, mali wali dunya. What do I have to do with the dunya? I am only like a rider. Riding his animal, comes under a tree, takes some rest, shade. That is the dunya. He leaves his tree and he carries on. This is dunya. Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he addresses dunya. Ya dunya! Ya dunya! Ghurri ghairi. You have adorned yourself, you are trying to entice me. Dunya, go and deceive somebody else. Don't try your luck with me. Ghurri ghairi. I have divorced you, I have given you full talaq, three talaqs. Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Look at dunya through their nazar. Why? They were sa'id in this dunya. They lived in this world as sa'id, as su'ada. They passed away as su'ada. So when the friend of Allah who is sa'id, when he passes away, when he is living this, leaving this dunya, then we have mentioned this verse so many times, especially in Ramadan. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. In dunya also they had sukoon. Now when they're leaving this world, Allah sends down angels. Angels descend for this wali of Allah. They address this wali of Allah. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Don't worry, we are your friends now. You are leaving this world. Shaitan can never mislead you now. We will chase shaitan away and the shayateen that will come with him. We are going to stand with you. And don't worry about what's going to happen in front. Your qabr will be asan for you. Your akhirat, your mahshir will be asan for you. For you is jannah. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. Whatever you want, whatever you desire, Ya Allah, give me this, Allah will grant it to you. And as for your family, don't be depressed about them. Allah will take care of them. For who? Sa'id. Su'ada. What's the difference between angels coming down? Normally they come down. Every day angels coming down, we don't see them. But the time of maut, the person will see those angels coming down. That's the difference. Believer and disbeliever. The disbeliever, the angel will come and pull out his soul very harshly, vehemently. وَالنَّازِعَاتِ نَزْعَ. نَزْعٌ in Arabic means to pull with great force. Won't be easy pulling out of the soul and extracting of the soul. Ask me. But for the sa'id, very gently. And they will race with it towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will give it glad tidings. For you is Allah who is happy. So Allah said, mata'un qaleel. In dunya, they enjoyed dunya. But akhirat, they've got jahannam, that is their abode. وَبِئْسَ الْمِحَادِ. What an evil place to dwell in. Allah said, لَكِنِ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ. But those who have taqwa, those who live within these same limits and boundaries, Islam has got too many boundaries, limitations, we can't do this, we can't do that, that is taqwa. لَكِنِ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ. In the dunya, you please your Allah, you remain within those limitations. For you now is جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا نُزُلًا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. All this is for the abrar. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرُ لِلْأَبْرَارِ. What Allah has got in store is better for the believers, for the pious ones, the su'ada. My respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, it is simple. All we need to do is be among the su'ada. Turn to Allah, beg Allah, cry to Allah. Acquire sincere, genuinely, sincerely, acquire ilmun sahihun, al-ilmu sahih, true, sound, deeni knowledge from the right people. Sit in the company of ulama, mashayikh, of the sahab, sit in the company of the salihin, the pious people. These things will help us. Develop in your heart ikhlas, and how you will get ikhlas? You can read so many books on ikhlas, believe me, it doesn't just come in. You have to sit with mukhlisin, those who have ikhlas, you will learn from them. Ish, I didn't realize. Look at the ikhlas. And I do so many things, it's for name and fame. This man gave so much, but nobody even knew. Even I did not know, but I came to know because I saw something. Somebody was asked, what are the signs of shakawa? Being unfortunate. He said, أن يرزق العلم ويحرم العمل. that a person gets knowledge. We have knowledge today, internet, some books, whatever it is. So you get knowledge, but you deprive of making amal. That is shakawat. You are unlucky. And he said, وَيُرُزَقُ amal, but you get tawfiq of doing amal perhaps. وَيُحْرَمُ ikhlas, but you got no ikhlas, no sincerity. So you read your salat, you keep roza also, but half the town knew about it. Or you told them. So ikhlas is gone. And then the third sign the person mentioned, he said, وَيُرْزَقْ صُحْبَةَ الصَّالِحِينَ. He's given every opportunity of sitting with the salihin, the pious, those people who will guide him towards Allah. وَيُحْرَمْ قَدْرَهُ. But he doesn't make qadr of them. He disrespects them. He has no love and muhabbat for them. He ignores them. He shows apathy towards them. And this is also another bimari we start. Yeah. This Maulana, this Imam Sahib, and he carries on from there. This ulama, that mufti, muftiyani, kiram, carry on ulama and go to Imam Abu Hanifa, Ramatullah, Imam Shafi, Ramatullah, Imam Malik, Ramatullah, Imam Muhammad ibn Hanbal, Ramatullah. What do these people know? We know better. Eventually you're moving away, 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 away. Believe me, you'll be left nothing with deen. Nothing with deen. Let us not become the shaqawat, ahlu shaqi. We will become ahlu sa'ada. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi came from Cordova or Granada, from Spain. He was a Maliki scholar. What a giant as far as his knowledge is concerned, his taqwa, his wara, his zuhud, the works he has written, scholarly works, amazing. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions signs of a person who is fortunate. Min alamati sa'ada, he says. Some of the signs of a lucky one in this world. Lucky for this world and akhirat. Number one, he says, taysiru ta'a. That to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala become very easy for such a person. Then this is one good sign that this man is a sa'id. When to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to read salat and discharge your zakat and go for hajj and make your dhikr and please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, becomes easy for you. Taysiru ta'a. Then the second sign is given. Muwafaqatuhu lis-sunnah. You see sunnah in his life. He's eating, he's drinking, his dealings, he's speaking, he's walking, he's driving. Everything. You see sunnah in his life. His outward sunnah, inward sunnah. Then he says, the third sign of a sa'id person, suhbatu salihin, that he gets the company of the pious. Because their piety will rub off onto him. Sitting in a itar shop, if you're not going to purchase any itar, no problem. Maybe the person will give you some itar, well and good. He doesn't give you a free bottle and you don't purchase anything. But for the duration of period, you are smelling all the different fragrances, you are benefiting. That's how you benefit from the sohbat, the company of the pious. This is the third sign. The fourth sign, he says, husnu akhlaqihi. His whole akhlaq changes. He's improved, he's better, his mannerism changes. So even a non-Muslim will see this person is a good man. When he leaves this world, people will praise him, he was a good person. Then badrul ma'rufi, lil khalq, then he's always been kind and generous to the makhluq, to human beings, believers and disbelievers. He's good, he's generous, even to animals he's generous. I'm not going into the details, I'm just mentioning these signs. And then he says, ihtimamuhu lil muslimin, that this man is always concerned, is worried about the Muslims. He's worried about the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Somebody far away is in pain, he also feels the pain. So he has the concern for the ummah. And finally he says, mura'atuhu lil awqat, that such people, they are very, very concerned about time. They do not waste time in idle pursuit of dunya. Every second is qimti. Every second is precious. So he's got his time for his tilawat, for his azkar, for his tahajjud, for his salatul duha, for his ishraq, for his awabin, for his zikr, for his dealings, for his wife, for his children. He's got his time, he's got his timetable, he's got his time plan. He doesn't waste any time. These are some of the signs Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah mentioned for a person who is from the Ahlul Sa'ada. May Allah make me from the Ahlul Sa'ada. May Allah make all of you from Ahlul Sa'ada. We are moving in very volatile times. All we need to do again, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Make this concerted, genuine effort with sincerity towards the akhirat. Become the sa'id. Don't become shaqi. Become sa'id. Allah will make us sa'id. But for that, these few advices I have given, we have said, Muharram has commenced. The new year has commenced. Like this many more years will go. Allah give us long life with afiyah, salamati, ifazat. But what's the thing that we're hearing every year? MashaAllah, Muharram, you heard the whole stories and incidents that took place in this day. There's no change in our life. And therefore many people say, kalam kathir, amal qaleel. Baati bohat ho chuki hai. Kaam bohat kam. We like to listen, entertain ourselves. But amal, action, we're not doing it. May Allah give all of us tawfiq. Cry, beg to Allah on the 10th of Ashura. Is a day of sincere tawbah to Allah. Cry to Allah. For yourself, for your own sins, and for the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem Sallam, and make dua to Allah. This is what we have to do. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Make dua. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu, laka shukru kulluhu, la nuhsi thana'an alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma ya awwal al-awwalin, wa ya akhir al-akhirin, wa ya dhal quwwati al-matin, wa ya rahim al-masakin, wa ya arham al-rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, we are those ummatis of your beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, regarding whom, Ya Allah, you mentioned khair ummah. Ya Allah, we are those ummatis of your beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khatamun Nabiyin, my Allah. Ya Allah, you love Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the greatest of all the Anbiya alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam. Ya Allah, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent into this world with the Qur'an and Majeed, my Allah. Ya Allah, he was sent as rahmatul alameen. He was sent as hidayat for mankind, my Allah. Ya Allah, we read your Qur'an, my Allah. Ya Allah, we read the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we read books on the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have heard and we are hearing and we will hear, my Allah, many talks of deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are present in many gatherings of deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have seen many, many pious people also, my Allah. We have sat in the company as well, my Allah. Ya Allah, tawfiq is only from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to change our lives now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are tired now, Allah, of committing sins, my Allah. Of living a life of vice and evil and disobedience, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have not understood our purpose in this dunya, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have not understood this exam that you have made us right in this dunya, my Allah. Ya Allah, we expect good results, my Allah. Ey Malik, ey Kareem, you are so kind and so loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, your mercy knows no bounds, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind and so loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, even though tonight is no auspicious night, my Allah. Ya Allah, tomorrow is the day of Ashura, my Allah. Oh, the day of Ashura has begun, my Allah. Ya Allah, just as you saved Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam from the clutches of Fir'aun, my Allah. Ya Allah, you saved Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and the believers, those who believe in him, my Allah, his true followers, my Allah, from the floods, from the salat that you sent down, my Allah. Ey Malik, ey Kareem, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah. Protect our iman, my Allah. Protect us from the Fir'aun of this time, my Allah. Ya Allah, where the ummatis are suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are going through great trials and tribulations, my Allah. Ya Allah, some are living in cages, my Allah. Ya Allah, some in some small tents, my Allah. Ya Allah, in some places there is lockdown, my Allah. Ya Allah, masoom babies, my Allah, who don't even have enough food to eat, my Allah. People are dying in the hospitals, my Allah. Ya Allah, people are being tortured, my Allah. Ey Malik, ey Kareem, Ya Allah, we beg you tonight, my Allah, Ya Allah, we freeze our hands, my Allah. Make us amongst the su'ada, my Allah. Ya Allah, answer our dua now, my Allah. We have yaqeen in your power, my Allah, your qudrat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have mentioned, ud'uni astajib lakum. Supplicate to me, beg from me, I will answer your dua. Ya Allah, we know you are not bound by time, my Allah. Ya Allah, you will give and you will open, make an opening, ya Allah, when you deem most appropriate. Ya Allah, lekin hum to bahut kamzor hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, the human folk, you are living in fear, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are living in fear, my Allah. Protect their chastity and their izzat, my Allah. Ya Malik, ya Kareem, ya Allah, some sincere brother or sister, masoom child, elderly person, my Allah. Ya Allah, answer his dua, answer her dua, my Allah. With regard to the ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let the winds of rahmat, ya Allah, let the winds of rahmat come now, my Allah. Let there be aman and aman, especially in places like Kashmir, my Allah. In Rohingya, my Allah. In Iraq, my Allah. In Palestine, my Allah. Ya Allah, in different parts of Africa, my Allah. Ya Allah, in China, my Allah. Ya Allah, every day now, my Allah, it's a new place, my Allah. New country, my Allah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah has warned us of great fitan, my Allah. Fitna to Sarra, fitna to Duhayma, fitna which will be abkam, a'ma, azam, my Allah. Ay Maliki Kareem, my Allah. Allah, what will happen to us, my Allah, that the person rises in the morning as a believer, but by the evening is a kafir, my Allah. In the evening he is a believer, but by the morning he is a disbeliever, my Allah. Allah, protect our iman, my Allah. Protect the iman of our family members, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our progeny, our nasal, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept our duas, my Allah. Grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat. Izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your adhan, give us the sweetness of iman, give us istiqamat, make us among the suhada, my Allah. Help us to seek akhirat with ikhlas, my Allah. Help us to make that mujahada, my Allah. Accept it from us, my Allah. Make the way towards Jannat easy for us, my Allah. Take us away from Jahannam, my Allah. Protect us from the onslaughts of nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu hamari madad farma, my Allah. Ey Malik, ey Kareem, my Allah. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wati al-muttarreen, idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah, wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi ajatina kulliha. Ya Allah, fulfill our hajat and needs, my Allah. Nobody else can fulfill our needs, my Allah. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha. Biqadaiha wa najahiha, rahmatan tughrina biha, rahmati man siwa. Don't make us muhtaj, my Allah. Don't make us become beggars unto your makhluk, my Allah. Make us knock only at your door, my Allah. Whichever brother or sister of ours, my Allah, is suffering any depression, any pain, any suffering, my Allah, any problem, my Allah, remove the difficulty, my Allah. Whether it's a spiritual problem, whether it's a mental problem, Ya Allah, whether it is a financial problem, a domestic problem, Ya Allah, whatever problem, my Allah. He's got a court case, my Allah. He's having a tax problem, my Allah. He's got qaraz, he's got debts, my Allah. He's got a sickness, my Allah. Ya Allah, he's got no peace at home, my Allah. Oh, sister, he's got no peace at home, my Allah. Ey Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah, whatever the musibat is, my Allah, remove that musibat, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove that musibat, my Allah. Fulfill our desires, my Allah. Answer our duas, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us leave this world with iman, taqwa, in such a condition that you are most pleased with us, my Allah. Help us to bring amal in our zindagi, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Allah, all those requested duas, answer their duas also, my Allah. Make us live with iman, make us die with iman, raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, make us, Ya Allah, make us be raised in the day of Qiyamah, my Allah, in the company of Rasulullah SAW. Ya Allah, let our mouth come to us, my Allah, in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, give us the holy qutrat of Nabi Kareem, some Mubarak, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannatul Aul in Hisab Kitab, my Allah. Protect us from Azab of Qabr. Azab of Jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Protect us from zahiri fitna, batini fitna, my Allah. Don't make us become engulfed, overwhelmed, consumed by nafs, by shaitan, by shahwat, shubuhat. Ya Allah, protect our youth, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them, my Allah. Guide them, my Allah. Guide them, my Allah. Protect them from drugs, from zina, from sharab, my Allah. Ya Allah, bring them unto hidayat, my Allah. Bring all of us unto hidayat, my Allah. O woman folk, my Allah. Ya Allah, let there be aman and aman in this country, my Allah. Ya Allah, let there be, ya Allah, peace in this country, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect the izzat of woman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us true understanding of deen, hikmat, my Allah. Sahih samaj of deen and sharia, my Allah. Ey Malik al-Kareem, ya Allah, fulfill all of our du'as, my Allah. Give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat. Give us halal, tayyib, rozi, my Allah. All those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannat wa firdaus, my Allah. Grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Allah hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabool farma. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم أكرمنا ولا تهنا زدنا ولا تنقصنا أعطنا ولا تحرمنا آثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا اللهم عنا ولا تعن علينا اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا اللهم اهدنا ويسر الهداية لنا اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك وسهل لنا أبواب رزقك يا حليم يا كريم يا واسع المغفرة اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.